It is significant that on the day of Pentecost, although the people present could have understood the lingua franca of Koine Greek, the apostles did not preach and speak to them the wonderful words of life in Greek. The Spirit imparted the word to them in their own languages. And that is what we aim to do at the Society. We have currently about 40 active translation and revision projects.
For our translations, we desire that the translation work is as literal as possible and as free as necessary. And we spend great time examining, in each case, whether there's already a translation that could be used. But where there isn't, and there are many languages where there is no longer a faithful translation, or there never was a faithful translation, we seek to work with people who speak it as their native tongue to produce these Bible translations.
I am Haile Lu'ul Tafara Emiru. I'm from Ethiopia, and I'm undertaking a Bible translation in Amharic language. Amharic language is the official language of the nation of Ethiopia. We have translations. There are about 7 of them in Amharic language, but 6 of them are based on modern critical text, and the only one that is from Textus Receptus is the oldest one, and it doesn't communicate the truth for modern readers. So this Amharic translation is really vital for preaching the gospel.
My name is Bill Patterson, and I'm a Bible translator and a missionary. I've worked with Trinitarian Bible Society on a number of projects. Most recently, we worked with TBS on the Mongolian translation. Our translation into Mongolian is not the first translation that was ever done. The first translation was actually done in 1846 by some missionaries from England to Mongolian. And it was done in a dialect of Mongolian that is basically not understood by modern speakers. We began our work on the New Testament in 2008. The New Testament was completed in 2017. At present, we are about halfway through the Old Testament, and we hope that by the year 2023 or 2024 to have the entire Bible translated into Mongolian.
Hello, my name is William Grundyke, and I am General Secretary of Trinitarian Bible Society, USA. I am also involved with the Society as the coordinator of the Spanish Bible Revision Project. The original Spanish Bible published in 1602 was an excellent translation based upon the Textus Receptus and the Hebrew Masoretic. However, over the years, many new Spanish Bibles were introduced to the Spanish-speaking church, and most, if not all of them, are based on the critical text for the New Testament. This is the first extensive revision done of the Spanish Bible to bring it back to the fidelity of the original 1602 Bible using the Textus Receptus as its basis for the New Testament. We have been able to print the New Testament with Psalms and Proverbs, and this has been very well and widely received throughout Latin America. We get many hundreds of requests each week for the New Testament, but also we have seen that there is a resurgence of the doctrines of grace and a turning back to the Bible in all of Latin America. And as this is the first extensive revision done to the Spanish Bible based upon the Textus Receptus for the New Testament, we feel that this will go in tandem with the great demand throughout all of Latin America and the Spanish-speaking world.
Greetings from Albi, France. My name is Tim Ross. I'm part of a team that is currently revising the French version known as the Lausanne Bible. The Lausanne Bible itself is a 19th century revision of the Great Genevan Bible. We began the revision of the Lausanne Bible in late 2013. The New Testament is completed and is presently being typeset. We have been working in the Old Testament. By God's grace, we hope to complete the project in 6 years. We pray that the TBS Bible might be adopted broadly and even become a standard as a formally translated French Bible that remains accessible to all populations. Our greatest desire, our fervent prayer, is that our sovereign God might use this version to gather together in one the children of God scattered abroad among la francophonie, the French-speaking populations. So we simply ask that you would pray for us as we strive to complete the project to the glory of God alone.
Hello, my name is Michael Harrison and I'm Director of Armenian Ministries. It's been a privilege for my organization to work with Trinitarian Bible Society on the Eastern Armenian Bible Project, a project which started over 20 years ago and subsequently has seen the entire Bible translated and produced and distributed in Armenia. The Bible was first translated into classical Armenian by Mesrop Mashdots in the 5th century. Classical Armenian continues to be the language of the Armenian Apostolic Church, but the classical translation is only understood by scholars. In the 19th century, the Bible was translated into Western Armenian, and subsequently there have been some further translations into Eastern Armenian. But many of these translations are unreliable, they're not faithful to the original texts, or they don't read well. And as we examine the scriptures available to the Armenians in Armenia today, we see the need for a translation which is faithful to the original text, which is reliable, which can be easily understood and reads well. Trinitarian Bible Society have printed tens of thousands of these, and these have been distributed in Armenia. And we've been amazed time and time again by the enthusiasm by which people have received the scriptures. Many have commented on the fact that this is a precious treasure. They open the Bible, it makes sense. The Armenian is clear and understandable.
We have a great burden when we think that there are over 6,000 languages spoken across the world. Of those, there are probably a scripture portion in about 1,500 of the languages, but a New Testament only in something like 1,000, and a Bible in only about 500 languages. And so the task before us is very great, but we seek to go forward on the principles that served the Reformers and the Puritans so well, that we recognise the Bible is not the word of man, but it is the word of God. God breathed it out, he inspired it, he has preserved it in the Greek received text of the New Testament and the Hebrew Masoretic text of the Old Testament. And so the Society upholds a distinctive stand in the translation work in that it uses those biblical texts, the Hebrew Masoretic and the Greek received text. In addition, we also hold to the principles that the Reformers and the Puritans espoused in the great European translations of the Dutch Staten Vertaling, the Spanish Reina Valera and the English Authorised Version, in that we translate in a formal equivalence manner. That is, that we take the scriptures in the original Hebrew and Greek and we make sure that every word is represented in the receptor language. We don't translate literally and woodenly word for word because we recognise that different languages have different sentence structures, different ways of expressing themselves. The grammar is different. The way in which nouns and verbs and participles are employed varies from language to language. But we make sure as far as possible that we follow the word order of the original Hebrew and Greek as long as that fits into the receptor language. And we make sure that we use a biblical form of the receptor language to impart the underlying flow and the cadence of the underlying Hebrew and Greek, to make sure that what we give the people in their language is truly a faithful translation of God's holy word.
We believe that all of the scripture is equally inspired by God. Everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord needs to have all that God has given to us.
And one thing that comes through when you meet these translators, these are often people who want to dedicate their lives so that the people of God who speak their language can have a faithful translation of the Word of God. And it is the great joy of the Trinitarian Bible Society to be assisting and helping for these Bibles to be published, that they might be distributed and that churches across the world might have a faithful translation in their own tongue of the Word of God.